Christ is the church. And then verse 28, God has set in the church first apostles, secondarily prophets. And you know what most theologians say that means? Preachers. Well, they're all preachers. If you're called to God to be an apostle or a prophet or an evangelist or a pastor, you're a preacher. So what? No, he calls some to be prophets, and that's a different ministry, like apostles is different, and teachers are different. And then he says, he gave miracles and gifts of healing and so forth. In Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 11, Jesus gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith. We're not in the unity of the faith yet, and therefore prophets are well versed in the needs of the church, and God ordains, calls, ordains, and sends them with his message, with his rebuke and reproof, with a set of criterion of judging and discerning the things that are wrong. And he is hated by almost everyone because of his message that is a condemnation of sin, the flesh, and the devil in every respect. But I'm glad he's hated by almost everyone, because there are a few that still observe and respect true men of God that are called to the office of a prophet. Why is that? Because Isaiah 58:1 says, a prophet is to lift up his voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. A prophet of God is called to point out the church folks their sins. And it is a scathing, denunciating message that spells terror and panic, and they don't like it. They'd rather have a soothsayer, somebody speaking smooth things. Another scripture, Amos 5:10, the Bible says, they hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. They don't want somebody that's going to correct them for their sins. And a prophet is one that's dogmatic for the word of God, what it says it means. When we were out on this last trip, Sister Pringle and I in the meetings, all we could hear was, the Bible doesn't mean what it says. Hey, don't you know you can live without sinning? Oh, it don't mean that. It doesn't. I wonder what it means when it said in 1 John 3:8, he that committed sin is of the devil. You know, I use that as one of my favorite rebukes to these old codgers that come up with their slick tongue oratory and want to pervert the word of God. I looked right at him. I said, bud, I know guys like you. He that committed, do you commit sin every day? Yes. 1 John 3:8, he that committed sin is of the devil, and that means you. You don't think you think he loves that? No, he don't like it. But a prophet of God don't give two hoots. He's not looking for popularity poll to go up and be equal to some big popular preacher that rampaging and storm barning through the country and gaining popularity by perverting the word of God. Do you think the word of God meant thou shalt not steal? Do you think it meant in 1 Corinthians 15:34, awake to righteousness and sin not? Some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Does it mean that? Does it mean about the church going in the tribulation period in Revelation 13:8? And God gave the saints into his hand for a time and times and half a times, for 3.5 years. Amen. And he had power to make war with the saints and overcome them. Amen. Think it meant that? Think it meant in Revelation 7, in verse 9, and I saw a great multitude come out of the great tribulation, clothed in white robes and palms in their hands. And an angel said to, the angel said, who are these? And the angel said, thou knowest. And he said, these are they that cometh out of great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Preacher's telling you today, when Jesus comes, the Holy Ghost will be gone and all that kind of mess. How do you get saved? 1 Corinthians 12:3 said, no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. How are you going to get saved in the tribulation period? You hear more mess like that, but you go back to the first book of the Bible in Genesis, the 3rd chapter, and a prophet of God knows the word of God, or he couldn't be a prophet of God. He has to know the Bible. He has to know what God said. He has to know how to discern between truth and error. between a false prophet and a real man of God, between a phony Christian and a hypocrite, between the clean and the unclean, the holy profane, what God loves and hates, between sin and righteousness. And tell you in a minute the difference. In the third chapter of the book of Genesis, the serpent was more subtle than the beast of the field which the Lord God had created. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Didn't God tell you not to eat of every tree? The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. God didn't mean what he said. That old lie has been going on ever since the Garden of Eden, that the Bible or God's word don't mean what it says. I tell you one thing, a true man of God, a prophet of God, will not use any other Bible but the King James or Authorized Version. Lord have mercy, all the proof there is. And you can prove anything by some kind of document, some kind of encyclopedia or some book that someone's put out and claimed to be an authority. God have mercy sakes, the authorities is today. Why, the Masons, they got a book, a big old Bible in the back or in the front. They got a big legend about how Masonry started back in the days of Solomon. Well, those Masons were not belonged to the Masonic Lodge. They were building a temple. They were cutting stones and putting stones together. There were no Masonic Lodge. They go back some kind of old legend like that, make people believe all of that hypothesis. You know what a hypothesis is? It's a hypothesis, a shot in the dark. And that's what everybody likes today, hypos. Shoot me, Doc. Ooh, I got a pain. I want a hypo. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, most things today the hypos don't work on anymore. You hear about all these latest plagues and diseases coming on old foolish libertine Americans? It's going to come where hypos won't work no more, even drugs. Drugs don't knock out the diseases that have been so rampant and so widespread among the space of the young people in America anymore. Now they're paying for their sins. God's plague, too. You got preachers still saying God didn't mean what he says. The serpent said to Eve, said, you won't surely die. God said, you'll die. He said, no, you won't. God didn't mean that. Well, they found out he meant exactly what he said. But he said, God doth know that in the day you eat of that tree in the midst of the garden, your eyes will be open, and you'll be as gods, knowing good and evil. She believed the lie of the devil and brought the house down. And we're still caught in the very sins that Adam and Eve committed because of the serpent's lying to Eve. And Adam went right along in complicity with his wife. And today we're all sinners, or we were before we were born again. We were born in sin, shaping in iniquity because of the sin of Adam and Eve. And God includes us and concludes us all in sin, because if he'd have put me and my wife and you and your wife in that beautiful garden, like he did Adam and Eve, we'd all made the same tragic mistake. So he concludes us all under sin, that he might have mercy upon us all through Christ. Praise God. And I'll tell you one thing. A real prophet of God will believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost and proclaim that Jesus Christ was sent by his Father into this world, that he was not God the Father, but God the Father made him equal with God. And he won't preach Jesus only. He'll preach the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Or he's a false prophet. Amen. God, have mercy sakes. Got more mess in America people believes in today. The devil perverts the word of God, perverts their doctrines and beliefs, and twists the scriptures to their destruction. Men of God will come along and take the upper hand and be dogmatic in those cases to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with the word of God, not their beliefs, not their philosophy, not their visions, not their dreams, not a revelation even. If that revelation they received, or a vision or a dream, does not fully respond to the corroboration and the proof of the word of God, then that dream or revelation is not from the Holy Ghost. It is from another world, and that's the world of Satan, the underground world, that world of darkness, that all of these things come from, that divide hopelessly God's people and turns them away from the truth with a lie of the devil, saying, that doesn't mean what it says. Does it mean it when it says, without holiness no man shall see the Lord? Yes, it does. Yeah, but then they come along and say, well, what does holiness mean? Who knows? I do, because I know the Bible. Praise God. And I know one thing, holiness is a way of life. It's not just being set apart. It's not just having your soul clean, even though that is part of it. But the Bible says we're to be sanctified, holy, our soul and body and spirit.